Look, I just have to say, for the benefit of people out there listening, that guinea pigs are vegetarian.
Well, of course they are, but it's a story.
I often think when we get these terrifying teachers in young adult readers that some people had some very unfortunate experiences in school. Was that the case for you, Tony?
I actually had a teacher who would get so red and angry in the face, he'd bash a ruler on the table in front of me until it splintered. He just, he could not contain his rage. But then I went through school in a very different time than the current batch of teachers.
Well, at least it's given you a lot of material here to sort of make other kids laugh, hopefully. And this thing about going to school too, because when kids are small, it's their whole world, isn't it? And that's what's so interesting about writing for them, because it's easy to suck them into this other universe.
Oh, that's right. And I think the interesting thing about stories, because Nick does most of the words, of course. Well, I illustrate, but Nick and I come up with story ideas together, and we generally run on the theme of fairly ordinary places and settings where extraordinary things happen. And school is the norm for, you know, young children. And, so it's a great background and a great setting, and it's full of wonderful characters that you can build on and just explain, so, you know, different situations through the, you know, channel them through the characters. It's great.
How do you and Nick work out your working relationship then between words and pictures?
It's quite interesting, because Nick and I, when we first started working together, had manuscripts written, and then I'd be given them, and then he'd be over-embellishing the language with descriptive tones that he didn't need to use, because the illustrations, all our books are so heavily illustrated, that the illustrations pick up a lot of the things. So as we went through and started collaborating more, we sit down and brainstorm together. So this one was a really nice little brainstorm session that was really quite fast. We just had a book rejected from our publisher, and the email came through, and we both happened to be online, got the email, rang each other to say, oh, did you see the rejection letter? And we said, yes, okay, well, let's hit him with something really fast. Okay, what do you want to do? Well, you like drawing those technical pages and time travel, and I like history, and how about we do a story about a boy who has everyday problems, and to solve those problems, he has to invent incredible things and maybe travel back in time to solve the problems. And that took about a 15-minute conversation. Nick goes, okay, I'll write it up. 15 minutes later, a draft version of the synopsis and a few ideas that we talked about for future titles came through. In that time, I'd drawn a few of the main characters, because we've worked together so long and I draw fast. I'd drawn a few characters and scanned them in. Nick sent the words through, and then we put it together in a briefing document, because I sent the images back to him and he did a little comparison of where it sits in the market. And we sent back to the publisher, whose response was almost instantaneous as, man, how many of these ideas do you guys have? Yes, we'll take two books, please. So it took about half an hour to devise and pitch that book series. And sometimes it just happens that way.
Well, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you handle a rejection slip.
Well, you know, as they say, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Rejections just mean at that point in time, the book project didn't suit that particular publisher. Doesn't mean it doesn't suit another publisher, or it doesn't mean it won't suit in a few years' time, or it might be generally that you need to go back and revise your idea somewhere.
How many books have you and Nick done so far then?
That's a very good question. Nick and I have done about, it's getting close to about 20 books, I think, all up. I keep getting asked this question, how many books I've done. I always say, I'm an illustrator, I can't count very well. It's 30-something books. And that's because there's a lot of books where I've been a part of the creative team and a major part of the creative process. And there are a number of other books where I've just done covers and a few internals, which are not such a creative investment. And other books where I'm just doing anthologies or small spot sections. So if you count everything, it's something like 40, 45 books. But generally, I always think of it as about 30.
And do you think you've got another 40 books in you?
Well, I do. I'm currently working on two picture books, two chapter books, another picture book concept with publishers. And I've got another two picture books of my own in sort of development stage, plus a couple of graphic novels I want to work on. And I'm thinking of a YA novel at the moment. So it's going to keep me busy. And on top of all that, I'm meant to write up a PhD, which is the hardest part.